So anyway, okay, it's Blake, Kelly, and Todd on Coast 93.1, and I discovered Kelly is basically a janitor.
Oh my God, I am. I am, Blake.
Yeah, we're going to play a game called Count the Keys.
Oh my God.
Oh, that.
This is crazy.
God. Yeah, well, is it because you got a new car?
And then, I got a new car.
And that makes you look at your keychain.
Well, I don't ever notice my keychain because I have like that start where as long as you have the keys in your bag, like right. It just, so I always just have it in my purse. And so I had to change and give them my old key to my old car. And as I pick it up, the thing weighs like 8 pounds. And I'm like, holy crap. What? And I annoyed myself with how loud and bulky it was. So, you know, yesterday I'm going through and saying, I don't even know what these keys are for. The key to our, we don't even have a key in our house. We have a pad. We have like
sure.
a, so we don't even, it's not even
the
a house
lock
key.
Thing, yeah.
These
oh,
keys
wow.
make no sense. The only key that is on there that I need is to my parents' house.
Wow.
I think I threw away,
many?
Oh, 10 easily.
Wow. What?
10.
You really? That's worse than I thought.
Yeah.
When I threw them away yesterday and they just went clunk and I thought you were going to be like, what are you doing? Just cleaning out all the random keys. I don't even know what they're for.
Oh my God.
I think I know, you know, like
old apartments and things?
Maybe an old business of mine, I think I had keys on there for, but I wouldn't even know which ones were 10, easily 10 keys that I have zero idea were for. Yeah.
I went through this not long ago because a couple years ago, but I lived in a few different apartments when I lived in Portland.
Yes.
And I moved. I mean, this is crazy. So Oscar the dog is 11. Another thing that makes me spontaneously emotional because he's old, you know, and he's been like my ride or die since I got him when I lived in Texas. And then I moved to Maine and he's been my buddy, you know, so every time I notice him aging, I'm like, oh God, you know, this is gonna be so hard. But he and I have lived in like, it's crazy. It was like 12 places
Holy
in 10
crap.
Years or something. It was something crazy like
Jeez.
That.
Yeah.
Hopping around.
I mean, I'm not going to waste time sitting here counting, but it's
a
lot.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, you give the keys back, but then you have one that goes to something or whatever, and then you just never take it off.
You just add to it.
Yeah. So I had to do that. When we moved into the house, I was like, okay, I'm getting rid of all these keys.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't have any, you know, once the other property was sold, now I don't need anything else except my house key.
Right.
But even then, I don't keep that on my keychain because I keep it in the car in case we lose power because otherwise I just hit the garage thing.
Oh, right.
So I literally, the only key that I have is for my Jeep.
Yeah. Now I have the pod thing for my car and I have my parents' key. That's it. And quite frankly, to be honest, I don't even know if that's the right key to their house. I'm going to try it next time and be like, Dad, I need a new key. I threw all of them away. I don't know which one is which.
Let's see right now who's got the most unnecessary keys on their keychain.
This will be fun.
Okay, 79 Coast, call or text us. 207-792-6278.
For some reason, I feel like Kelly, that surprises me that you had that many, because I feel like this is a guy thing.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
Like, they just...
Totally.
We just, you know...
I know.
We never clean out the closet, so to speak.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it was bulky and gross. And I make fun of Riley because her stupid keychain is full of crap that she doesn't need either, right?
Right.
And I'm here I am.
Right.
Total hypocrite, like clink, 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 clink.
Right, like a janitor.
Or like a jailer, like unlocking all the
cells.
Like, you know, these are for all my kids that I keep locked down.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were for. No clue.
Yeah.
Like some looked like they were to a safe. What?
Oh, why?
They were like little mini ones that had to have gone to a safe.
Well,
where's the safe? Because I forgot.
Okay, so
it's buried in the backyard somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Just gonna dig up like 90 holes.
Yeah,
that's
what's
all.
What's in it?
I had a few of those too, and I was like, I don't even. I think one was for a gym lock.
Oh.
You know, but I haven't used a gym locker room in.
Nope.
Who knows how long? Right.
No.
Here's the problem though. I probably should have a keychain because I have keys for this toolbox thing that's in the garage that I never lock, but I don't know where they are. And then I have keys for a bike lock. I have keys for the bike rack that goes on the back of the Jeep. It has a little key to lock it in.
Yes.
I'm like, where's that one?
Yeah, I don't know
I have
where
keys
that
for
is.
The ski racks that go on.
Yeah.
right?
Uh-oh.
And I'm not sure where those are. So
ooh, I hope I didn't throw any of that away.
See?
Whoops-a-daisy, Jay.
Uh-oh. Kelly's going to be out digging in the dumpster after the show.
That's so true.
Phil, I got to go in the back. Why?
Right. Yeah. Key hunt. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, lots of keys. Not anymore, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is satisfying when you go, when you all of a sudden you just have one little simple
like,
keychain. Yeah. But you know what? That's funny that you say that, Todd. I think of it as a guy thing, too. But I bet with women, because you put your keys in your purse
in your purse
of the time.
I don't even think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like guys put them in their pot, like my jeans pocket. You know,
right.
They're in there. And
yeah.
I don't want, you know. It's like a wallet. It's like a guy's wallet.
Right.
Like,
you don't want
the more stuff
out.
You have in it. It's you know. It's like the Seinfeld episode.
Like
you don't
a
want
big
that.
Bulge.
You don't want.
Okay. So far, did we get that? Okay. That's not his keys. someone texted. I have two keys, and I have no idea what they go to.
That's yeah. great.
Right.
Yes.
Who's got more than two? Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Patty.
Hi, Patty. How many keys?
I have eight keys that I took off of my keychain, but I'm hesitant to throw away because I clean houses, and so I have a lot of other people's house keys.
Oh.
And some of them I only do, like, once a month, and so I have the ones that I know I use every day on there, but there's ones that I haven't used in a while, and I have no idea, and they all look the same, so I took them off, and I keep them in my car just in case because I don't want to throw them away, but they're probably most likely to somebody else's house.
Right. How many times do you come up to a door when you're cleaning houses and you have to go through like three or four different keys?
Oh, God. Almost every single time I get to a house and they're all almost identical. And I keep saying to myself that I'm going to buy those little rubber things that go around so I know which ones are which, but I don't.
I've said that too.
Right. Well, but even then you could buy the rubber things, but then you're going to have to remember which house is what color.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Good luck.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Have a good one.
Yes,
someone texted, I have keys from all the properties we work on.
Oh.
So that
definitely.
Makes sense. When we're talking like extra keys and you have no idea what they're for.
Yeah.
We'll start this on our Facebook page. You can enter the Blake Show Hall of Fame. how many keys do you have that you probably don't need? Mostly because you don't even know what they're for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, big eye opener.
I actually think we have keys in the house that we got when we moved into the house.
Yeah.
And I still don't know what they go to.
Oh, I have those too. They're hanging on my rack.
Right, but I don't want to throw them away because we got them with the house. I assume they go to something.
Right.
Right?
Yep.